Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Happy New Year, everybody. I hope your New Year is as magical as you would like it to be. So we're going to do a meditation, and before we do a meditation, for those that are new to the show, welcome and many blessings for you being here. The donation-based readings, you know, you can make any type of donation for it. It's one question. And if you'd like to register for that, I would encourage you to do that at your earliest convenience by going to the website that's typed in the chat box on the top. It's heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation, .webs.com. And you can just go to the location tab and then make your donation of choice. Email me your prefix number, and then I could do a reading for you. This way, everybody gets to enjoy the process. The phone number you would be calling in on is 347-996-5068. And the next show is going to be on February 11th. I can't believe we're moving into February already, at 8 p.m. So look forward to that experience as well. Now, what I'd like to start off with is always going into a meditation. We sometimes get our days so busy and forget about tuning in to the universal love and the inner spirit's love and just nurturing the human mind and the emotions and the body that sometimes require so much more nurturing. And then I always tune into the angelic realm. I'm a walk-in or drop-in. And what that means is basically when the human part of the body is finished with what it's here to experience, most people move on and the body dies. Spirit moves on. And I dropped in as from the angelic realm to support those in their awakening by reminding everybody of this higher vibration of love. And so I come from a lot of integrity with what I'm here to present. I do readings from the angelic realm, and I can hear, feel, and see your spirit guides. And only when it's appropriate, I do get messages from those that have crossed over and enjoy passing those messages on when it's appropriate. Okay, so you'd like to just close your eyes and just allow yourself to take some deep, deep breaths. Really feel the love inside your heart, because a lot of times when we move into a new year, sometimes we don't let go of the previous stuff that was part of the new year. We set intentions or a New Year's resolution. So I'd like to encourage you to set one at this very moment while you're closing your eyes, even though it's 14 days in. It's always nice in the moment to just set the intention of really feeling the magic of this year. It's a number 8, which means manifestation, and I'm already hearing a message. So I'll share that in a moment. I want you to just close your eyes and just really allow your thoughts to go into silence. If there's any thoughts that come up, rather than forcing them to be quiet, just allow yourself to just let them float away on the imaginary clouds without any attention or focus on them. When we put attention on them, we create a story and we feed it with that story, and then it becomes part of your reality. And sometimes that reality that you created makes you feel happy and joyful, and other times makes you feel tired and sad. And so when you come in the moment with the of not getting hooked in or emotionally charged with what's going on outside of your day-to-day life, or even inside with your belief systems, you just keep blessing them by moving into your heart as you are right now, by closing your eyes and dropping your eyes into your heart. And as we call in the angelics, the archangels, the angelic realm, to just nurture everybody on this phone call, or that's listening, or that's in the chat box, blessing everybody with this nurturing love so that everybody, even those that decide to listen to this later on, allowing them to feel this beautiful love inside their heart. As you open your heart and just feel that love, allow it to go inside your body, inside the mind, giving you that sense of so much peace inside as you breathe that in. Feeling that nurturing so deep inside. And when you feel that nurturing and you feel that connection, this message that I keep hearing to share is, in this magical aid of manifestation, when you feel the connection to your inner spirit or the universal love, that's when you focus on the type of things that you would like to create in your life, the manifestations. If you feel a disconnection or a separation, that's not the time to focus on your manifestations, because you'll create the opposite of what you'd like. So instead, what you want to do is just go inside, quiet the mind, calm your emotions, and reconnect with that love inside. And even after you reconnect, give yourself some time, maybe a day or two, before you focus on the manifestations. As long as you're connected to the universal love, manifestations become more apparent because you're in the realm of abundance. And in that realm of abundance, it's so much easier when it's in alignment with what you're here to experience, to have that manifestation. I'm also hearing to make sure you also hear that timing is always the essence, and universal timing, not ego timing. Sometimes we get so hooked in on trying to control the time that we become so stressed out and insecure and fear that we're not good enough or something's wrong. And what happens is you just dig up those seeds that you planted and fed with so much love by feeding it now with fear and insecurity and killing off those seeds. And so when you do feed that seed with love, you just let it go and allow the universe to bring it like a magic genie would bring it. You don't tell the genie how to come out of the bottle and bring you the experience. You just let that come about. Same thing with the universe. You don't tell the universe what it is and when you want it and how you want it and where you want it. You let the universe surprise you by bringing it in the form that it's intended for your highest good. And sometimes there are lessons that are necessary to learn prior to the manifestation of whatever it is that's coming about in your life. And so it's so important to trust the timing, the process, and live in the moment. And when you do that, you have so much more joy and so much more playfulness inside of you that helps you to live day to day in the process rather than just the outcome of manifestations. So that's the big message that I want to encourage you all to do on a month-to-month basis, and especially throughout this year, because being that it's the number 8, this is such an important year to really get what it feels like to live in the moment and the unknown, and really choose to be in that love energy, with the universal energy of abundance. And when you have lessons that you're learning and it feels like you're not in alignment, move through those lessons by experiencing them and then reconnect to that love energy as quick as you can. And always be gentle with yourself, because sometimes those lessons can feel very complex or very deep, where you have to really let go of a lot of those beliefs that aren't serving you anymore, especially as we continue to expand our inner spirit, where that is more in control rather than the ego is trying to control things. There's a flipping that's going on, and it's going to continue to expand as we get closer to 2016. And so it's important to really come to that realization that the more you let go of the forcing, the controlling, the manipulation, the time clocking, and relax in the moment, and just really allow things to unfold, the easier it will be. The universe knows you. It knows what's best for you. So you don't have to keep asking when or what or how is it going to occur. Instead, just stay in the gratitude of that it already will occur or is occurring when the universe feels it's appropriate. Okay, so I'm hearing complete with the message. So go ahead and just allow yourself to just take a breath and really feel that message inside. Instead of rushing into the next moment, I want you to just allow yourself to feel that experience. Bring it into your heart so that it feels, rather than just the mind thinking what I shared. Allow it to go inside your heart and feel that experience inside. Really breathing that in. Okay. You see lots of love. And I thank you, love back. Okay, so a couple of things I want to share just to make sure that everybody has what I shared earlier. I always like to repeat it in case anybody just logged in. So being an angelic walk-in, I'm able to see, feel, and see your spirit guides and those that have crossed over. And, of course, I always pass messages on from the angelic realm, because sometimes that's important as well. So if you're interested in having a reading, I do ask that you make a donation. The show is a gift to you with the messages and the channeling. And I ask that you make a donation of any amount that you can find in your heart to make by going to the website heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com, and it's webs.com. And then what you want to do is just go ahead and click on the location tab. And after you click on the location tab, then make the donation of your choice and then email me at that moment telling me what your prefix is, and I'll go ahead and click on your phone number. So if you want to go ahead and do that, if you're interested in having a reading, I see one phone number is already up on the dashboard. The next show is on February 11th, so go ahead and mark your calendars at 8 o'clock. I've had some people email me prior to the show and say they want to have a reading so that they know that the first ones, you're welcome to do that as well. If you want to have a reading on February 11th and you're not able to get on the computer, you can either do that or you can have a reading after the show, and, you know, the prices aren't that high, so you can just go to the website and do it that way as well. And I also have special events that I occur. They're pretty much filling up really quick. So if you go to the website and click on special events, it's $26 for the hour. It's a group of four people. It could be done via phone, which is three people, or via Skype, which is four people. And you get a channeled message, a meditation. I work with your spirit guides to support the process of awakening your inner spirit. And then you have a private 10-minute reading or a alignment of your energies to help you to move more into a greater level of peace and joy and love. And so for $26, you get all that. And you can go to the website and click on the date that's available and open, and then I'll send you the preparation and all that fun stuff. Do make sure that you read it carefully, because there is some, you know, energy work that's really involved in it, and I want to make sure you get the most out of it. So if you want to email me first before registering, please do that as well, and you can click on the contact button on the website as well and then go from there. Okay, so let's go ahead and see if the caller has a question based on what I talked about. That's always free. But please be respectful of asking only on that and not on a free donation or free reading without making a donation, because that's not fair to everybody else that does make donations. So I'll go ahead and take the call, and I know you're hearing me because you're on hold for quite some time. So I'll see if you have any questions, or if you're interested in getting a reading, if you have any questions on how to do that again, and we'll go from there. So let's see. You're on the air, area code 780.
Good evening.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Did you have a question based on what the channeled message was, as far as you heard what I shared about the reading part? So please be respectful of that part.
Sure. I made a donation, so I can ask you a question anyway. Just made a donation to you.
Okay, right.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What's your name?
Jay.
Hi, Jay. I just saw it pop up. So thank you for being honorable about that. And
hey, no problem.
So one question and you're on. Go ahead and ask it.
No problem. But my spirit guides, I just wonder if I'm doing the right thing of honoring some of my students and giving them space. Sometimes I'm just curious about that and how I'm doing, actually, in my classes. I just wonder what they think of what I'm doing.
You know, because when I'm talking to somebody, it's always their spirit guides, and when you bring in other people, it's not always as accurate. I can tell you that what I'm hearing is that you do have a mixed group of students, and I keep seeing this one little boy. I don't know if this, again, because he's not in the room, but it seems like, can't tell if he has glasses, but he looks like he has glasses, and he's one that requires a lot of attention. It looks like he has, it's not red, it looks like it's a brownish color hair. Does that make any sense to you, that one?
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, because I don't have any young kids in my class.
So there's nobody that has, like, a brown hair and glasses?
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why it's always more important to focus in on you, because when we have other people that are involved, sometimes I'll get messages about things that have no relationship to that question, because they're not in the room and I'm not turning into their spirit guides. So just so there's integrity with the donation, can you focus more on something relating to you personally?
Well, that is actually personal, because I just wonder how my drama class is going to do. My spirit guides, what they think what I'm doing.
Yeah, so reword the question relating to you rather than what the students feel about you. Ask a question about you personally, so
okay,
I don't turn into your student. Yeah.
Okay, so the question is that what do my spirit guides feel, how am I teaching my classes? There's a question for you.
Okay, that's a fair enough question. The big thing that I'm hearing is that I just keep hearing the word expansiveness. So you got to bring out more of what you're doing. It almost feels like you're not bringing out enough of the drumming part. I keep hearing remedial. So you got to make it a little bit more entertaining, a little bit more advanced for some of the people. Challenge them a little bit more with what you're doing and how you're doing it. That's the big thing that I'm hearing the most of. Some of them are enjoying it, but if you could bring out and challenge them a little bit more with some of the tools that you're using and the way that you're teaching it, they would enjoy it a lot more because they're not feeling, and again, if they were in the room, there would be more accuracy, but this is what I'm hearing from your spirit guides with you, and the way you could teach it is to bring in a little bit more of the challenge around the way you're teaching it, stimulating them a little bit more in the process of the teaching. Does that make sense to you?
No, because I'm offering like a 70-page document, or manual,
that's the mental
DVDs
part. You want to get more into the rhythm of the actual playing it, not such like giving them a manual. That's kind of like more on the mental side. You want to stimulate them more on the emotional side by bringing in more of the creative stuff, more of the actual hands-on experiences, so that they can actually enjoy the process of playing, not just the reading about how to play or the DVDs. It's more of the hands-on experience. That's the expansiveness that they're talking about, bringing in more of that, making it more stimulating for them.
Okay, well, they got to pick up the drum and drum for themselves to experience what I've taught them.
Right. So you could be hands-on with that and then challenge them with the process of, because if they just have a manual and they just have the tools, there's no hands-on, which is why they keep saying bring in more of that stimulation, more of that expansiveness. So they actually get to play while they're learning rather than just learning the theory of what it means to learn it. Bring in more of that that expansiveness to help them so that there's more of that playful energy around it. Move out of the mind and more the best thing that they keep showing me is like a little boy that, I don't know why they keep bringing in kids, but maybe that's it. It's like bringing out the little boy in you and bringing out more of the creativity in you. So it's kind of like someone that just plays from theory and someone that could feel while they're playing. It's that feeling while they're playing that's going to make them enjoy it more.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have glasses?
Yeah, I do.
And you have dark hair?
Yeah.
Brown hair? Yeah, so that's why they brought up the boy. That's why they brought up the boy. It's like you are the boy. Bring out that boy in you. Bring out that playfulness. And it's funny that they showed me a little boy. It's you that has to bring that out in the way that you play with the group of people rather than just teaching them the theory of playing. You're going to see a huge shift in their enjoying it more, because that's going to make things more it's like dancing. If you just teach someone how to dance but they don't actually dance and feel the rhythm, then they're just doing it without any like structured steps. There's no playing involved, and that's what you have to bring into your process of the way you're doing it. And if you could do that, you'll see a big shift.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd love to hear your feedback next month on how that works for you, if you're comfortable coming back on and sharing it.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. You're a great instructor. You know, that piece is the piece you're missing. So when you bring that piece in, you'll see a big shift.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. It's always fun when we have new people on the show and we have these wonderful experiences, and sometimes the messages go into our circle and then we get right back to the beginning. So, okay. So if anybody else would like to call, and we have, time is flying fast, 5 more minutes. Otherwise, we're going to go into meditation where we close out the show and really get into experiencing, see if there's any more channeled messages that they want me to share. And if you're interested in having a donation-based reading, I have time for one more person. So you want to go to Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com, and click on the location tab. And if you're interested in having it after the show, I could probably squeeze in maybe one or two people when the show ends as well, and you could still do that. The number you want to call is 347-996-5068, and then you click on the number one, and that'll let me know that you're interested in having a conversation. If you have any questions about what we talked about earlier, please feel free as well, and that is free to ask questions about anything that we talked about in the channeled message. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do a quick meditation, and I'll keep checking to see if anybody has any questions. You can also type the questions on the chat box if you have any questions as well. And always know that you're loved. If there's special events on the website, if you're interested in having for the $26, as I mentioned earlier, you could just go to the special events tab and be able to get involved in the special events as well. So go ahead and just allow yourself to just take some deep breaths and just close your eyes and just feel the experience of the moment. By really feeling what it feels like to just close your eyes and go inside. And sometimes we look outside into the outside world and bring that into the inside world. Right now, I want you to take that love inside of you, strengthen it, and bring it into the outside world. By doing that, you're in the world rather than of the world. And when you do that, you have more confidence and less fear because your heart is more connected to what's going on inside of you rather than that of which is outside of you. So go inside and feel what it feels like to just feel that nurturing inside. Hopefully Jay is still on feeling this experience. It'll help support the process of his drumming. When you bring that creativeness inside of you and you open up your heart, you see a world from a different point of view, one that's more of a playfulness rather than a logical onlyness. Life becomes more enjoyable, almost like a little kid again playing, rather than being so caught up in the rules and the regulations and all the structure of what we experience as adults. Let that all go. And for now, just allow yourself to feel that inner child, that playful child, and just bring that playful child out and just feel the laughter inside, the laughter of being in the moment, of enjoying the moment and letting go of everything that requires analyzing or fixing or correcting. None of that's important in this moment. Let it all go. Sometimes when we focus inwardly and we connect to that universal love, the answers become apparent on what it is that could be coming in the way of us feeling this joyfulness inside. Sometimes surrendering the concerns to the universe helps to free us up and get greater clarity. So breathe that in. Just feel that love inside. And I look forward to, as you're keeping this love inside, seeing you next month on February 11th at 8 o'clock. And you're welcome to email me in advance if you're interested in getting a reading, or you can go to the website and have a private reading or session, whichever is more peaceful for you. In the meantime, I want to thank you for being on the show and wishing you so much love. Keep the joy going.